27 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
As you know, this show allows us to be able to have conversation with very talented people of all ages, of all experiences and all walks of life. And we're really delighted to have a winner of the current Zest Awards as the most outstanding youth leader for 2021. And we have on the line Jahnhin Kanwar, and I'm so happy to have you on our line. You're an incredible person. When you work through your CV, you've done an incredible amount of things, if I can just say, at the tender age of 20. It's an amazing story. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
I don't even know really where to start. I mean,
I was thinking at 20 years of age, you just managed so much. And congratulations to you, Jahnhin, there. And I was at the Zest Awards, and there were some standouts, and Jahnhin was one of them. So invited him onto Spotlight, and it's really good that you could join us this morning.
Yeah, it is a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
So the outstanding youth leader, no one just gets that. There must be a lot behind getting that sort of accolade, and again, congratulations. So with the Western Sydney Community Forum, who run the Zest Awards, they've brought that together. So can you share with our listeners what drives you to be able to gain the accolade at the tender age of 20?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, being a young person, as well as being a young person of colour who migrates to Australia, you know, we go through a lot of struggles like racism, for instance, imposter syndrome, never feeling good enough. So I think that sort of motivated me as I got older to really take a bit more responsibility and say, hey, I don't just want to be known as, you know, a person with a different skin colour. I want to make an impact that really, you know, allows my actions to be the ones that people look at rather than, you know, my appearance and what I look like. So I think that was the main motivator for me to just, you know, push through and, you know, do things with young people, you know, create programs for them, to create initiatives that allow young people's voices to be heard and really allow these minority communities and, you know, young people of colour in general to be, you know, understood and, you know, not feel like they don't belong in Australia. Because at the end of the day, if you contribute to society, that's, I think, that's what makes you Australian instead of just being there for the sake of it.
Jahnhin, it's Jim here. I just want to ask you, some of the organisations that you've been involved in, Oak Tree, World Vision, Red Cross, and the United Nations, like, I've got to keep reminding myself, and I know politically it's not correct to keep using age, but at your age, to be able to be involved in such things with strong conviction and commitment is outstanding. I want people to say not so much the age, but in your short period of involvement with so many organisations, which of those have really made you stronger and more committed to what you want to try and do?
I'd say it's a collection of all of them. I joined Headspace, which was the first one that I joined when I was, I think, 18. So essentially that was my first stepping stone, where I realised that there are so many like-minded individuals around me who are passionate about things as much as I am. So I think that was the main one, which I just felt that inner, you know, motivation to be like, I want to go out and expand. I want to join more organisations, meet more like-minded people, and really, you know, pursue, you know, this sector of a career of, you know, impact and social impact, especially for young people. So I think that would be the first one. And then obviously Red Cross, being part of the Youth Advisory Committee and being given that opportunity at 18 was just, you know, phenomenal. And I learned so much from that. And, you know, being part of a team that truly cares about humanitarian action, for instance, and also the world around you and community work, you know, that really inspires you just to be around those people. And eventually you get to start leading new members and really create that culture of, you know, inspiring other people, motivating other people, and really working together. And I think collaboration is so important in this field. And, you know, as a young person, learning from people older than me, I'm also learning from people younger than me. It's just, you know, it's an insane thing to you know, be a part of.
Well, Jahnhin, the interesting thing for me is that not many of us have been able to say that we've had involvement with the United Nations. That must be an incredible journey for you as a person.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So my involvements were with United Nations Youth. So they have this youth sector where they pretty much give us a taste of what it's like working for the United Nations in, you know, when it's completely youth-led. So being part of that, working with, you know, parliamentary advisors, being able to speak in Parliament, for instance, being given an opportunity through UN Youth It's just, you know, I it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity being able to be part of that, working with people that believe in the UN values, and, you know, really learn from that and really understand that, hey, my career doesn't just have to be, you know, one dimensional. It just doesn't have to be what I'm studying. It has the capacity to make more impact, to have more involvement, whether that be, you know, traveling to different UN conferences around the world. Unfortunately, with, you know, COVID, that was, you know, negated to a bit, but like in the future, having more opportunities to travel across the world, to make more impact, meet leaders from around Australia, young leaders from around Australia, younger leaders around the world. So just having the capacity and knowing that I can do more with these opportunities is just, you know, very reassuring as a young person.
Congratulations, Shaheen, that you are an international leader at such a young age. And also, Jim, I know here from my notes that Shaheen's probably can be stand-ups, us up a bit, being on Australian National Radio as well.
Absolutely.
And congratulations for that. So on National Radio, the ABC National Radio, I can say, I think we can say that, the government radio is okay to say, is another radio station we love to listen to as well. What was your role on radio there?
So my role on radio, especially last year, was after the COVID outbreak, you know, there was a lot of misinformation and information not being passed that was, you know, correct, and there was a lot of confusion in the community. So essentially I was chosen as the, you know, quote-unquote youth leader, youth representative to go there and talk about what, you know, my experiences was with COVID during March, and also, you know, what my peers have been saying, what I feel like the government should be doing more to facilitate that discussion for young people, and essentially talk about it from the youth perspective. I think that's the perspective that was, you know, that went missing for the most part when that whole conundrum was going on initially. So just being there and being able to represent, you know, young people in general in Australia, I think that was my opportunity.
Congratulations. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You don't need to answer if you can't, but we just heard of another week of lockdown in Greater Sydney here. How is that going to affect the young people? And what do you suggest that young people should do as they hear some kids are going back to school with remote learning again, only for a short time, they'll be back in classes? How does that all affect the young people, and what advice can you give to them?
Yeah, but I think at this point, to be honest with you, I think a lot of us are used to it. A lot of us have transferred into online learning. When they're doing external tutoring, for instance, it's all online. So I think at this point, it's a bit frustrating because, you know, you're not allowed to go outside, experience the, you know, school life, the social life of young people and the things that they want to do. But I think at this point, understanding why this is in place, the, you know, actual evidence-based, you know, reasoning behind, you know, extending the lockdown and the cases around, I think young people have become a bit more considerate. Obviously, there's frustration. There will always be frustration no matter how the situation changes. But I think main advice would be that, again, you know, this won't always be the case. We've had, you know, a really good situation in the last, you know, few months or so. And this is, you know, just a situation that we need to navigate as a society as a whole and really think about other people before we think about ourselves. So, again, I think a lot of people, a lot of young people are used to this now. And I think it's just about navigating another week, even if it's 2 weeks, it's navigating through that and then understanding that this is not something that's always going to continue. We'll just navigate it, be strong. And, you know, if you are needing help, there's always, you know, mental health services available. So please do seek help if you're, you know, you require that help.
Shaheen, we're going to go to a little break. It's been a real delight to hear you tell your story. And again, if I can say respectfully, at such a young age that you've been able to achieve so much, really enjoying the interview. We're delighted to have you on Spotlight, the current Zest winner for Outstanding Youth Leader, Shaheen Kavanagh. And we'll be back after this break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're really delighted to have on the line the Zest Award Outstanding Youth Leader for 2021, Shaheen Kavanagh. And it's just really delightful to have you, Shaheen, with us on the line. Look, time goes so quickly. Where's your journey in your life going now? Let's say, what are you moving towards over the next 5 and 10 years in your life?
I think at the moment essentially, I'm trying to take every day as it comes, to be honest. You know, after last year, after experiencing COVID and the year that was 2020, I realized it's not really best to be so long-term. You know, anything can change in the next 2-3 years. So I'm just trying to take every day as it comes, you know, take every opportunity as it comes. But in general, in terms of ambition, and trying to continue making an impact and really try to be a role model for other, you know, migrant and refugee kids as well. And just say, hey, it doesn't really matter where you come from. You have the capacity to make change.
Jahin, sorry, just for a moment, there's quite a bit of noise or static or whatever. It's a bit disjointed. Can you just help us there a little bit with that? Can you? Sorry to interrupt.
Probably just move to a better location. We're just, I think, dropping you the signal a bit there.
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Much better.
Beautiful. Yeah, so as I was saying, I think it's just about continuing to make an impact and just show that, you know, as a migrant or refugee kid, you do have the capacity to make change. It's all about your actions. And again, actions speaking louder than words. So I think at the moment, it's just about taking every day as it comes, every opportunity as it comes, you know, finishing off my degree and then, you know, going and just reflecting on what makes me feel more fulfilled in life and then making a decision on a career. You know, as young people know, you don't really stick to one career in your lifestyle. You're going to have to zigzag your way. You know, different things are going to happen, different opportunities are going to come. So I think at the moment it's just about making as much impact as I can.
Yes. Where does that come from, Jahin? I mean, you're so passionate and driven. Where does that come from? It's got to have come from somewhere.
If you ask my parents, they'd say it's from them. Essentially, especially my mom and dad, you know, they've always been, you know, they always had that very ambitious mindset of, you know, going out there, trying to be exceptional, trying to, you know, make the most impact possible. You know, my parents have always had that ideology where, you know, you only have one life, so make the most of it in terms of impact, in terms of being a role model, in terms of being a trailblazer, a visionary. So I think from a young age, that's always stuck to me. And, you know, obviously having high expectations, it's always been, you know, something that I've always, you know, driven and had a strive towards. And I think eventually, as I got older, I, you know, found my own shoes and I realized it's not really about high expectations. It's about what fulfills you the most. So, you know, you can take any career opportunity or direction and really make it your own. So essentially when I was, you know, when I joined up these youth-led organizations, I just felt really at home. I felt like what I was saying, it mattered. And as I got older, as I'm getting older, I want to ensure other young people feel that whenever they contribute to something or they express their passion about something, to make it feel like it matters, to ensure that it's not just said for the sake of, you know, tokenistic agendas or they're there for the sake of representation, but for, you know, for them to feel like what I'm saying, it's making an impact. There's results coming from it. There's people resonating with my message. So I think that is something that's always driven me from a young age, and I want to continue doing that for other people as well.
Jahin, you are a very accomplished spokesperson there. You speak very well, and you talk about people hearing your message. Now, if a young person has their message but may have not learned how to share their message like you have, what advice do you give to them as far as someone who wants to start speaking out and sharing with their peers?
Absolutely. I think for them, the first step I would definitely recommend is to find other young people like you that may feel like, you know, they want to express themselves. And I think the best way that I found was to join up, you know, with other youth-led organizations, to volunteer in different charities, for instance, to find other people that are passionate about the causes that you're passionate about and the things you want to speak about, through organizations. And there are a myriad of organizations available, no matter if you're in Sydney, you know, Canberra, Melbourne, there's always facilitations, but they need more young people there. So I think finding those organizations, signing up and saying, you know, hey, I'm passionate about this. How can you help me? How can you aid in my training, my development? And there are people there. There's other young people there. There's, you know, trained social workers, for instance. They're all there to help you. So I think it's about taking the first step to identifying that this is what I'm passionate about and these are the causes that I want to work on, and then going there. You can a quick Google search online of, you know, for instance, if you're into mental health organizations I can volunteer in 2021, a whole list will come up, and then you just send an email and then they'll be very, you know, facilitative and of that, and they'll start a conversation with you. So I think it's just about taking that step, identifying it, and just reaching out. It does seem very scary because you're out of your comfort zone. You're contacting essentially like a cold caller. But these people are there. They're looking for young people. So there's no fear in that because, you know, there's a sense of belonging that goes there immediately. So just take that step, reach out, and, you know, let it go from there. Trust the process.
Jahin, we've run out of time. It's been an absolute delight to have you on our birthday, our anniversary today of 1 year. You're a great inspiration for all people, not just young people, but for all people. We wish you all the best, and we'd love to have you come back at a later date and tell us where your journey continues to go. We have on the line and have been absolutely blessed with the story that you've told, Jaheen Kanva, who is the Zest Awards Outstanding Youth Leader for 2021. Thanks for joining us today on Spotlight.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have a great morning. And just you're talking about zig and zag, so I've got a fun tune up next by the mighty Boss Tones, The Zigzag Dance.
Alive 90.5.